bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. The one thing I've noticed using, because I am, look, I'll admit it, I'm a user of payphones.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what was going to come after that word.
It's okay. I am a user of payphones because, I mean, look, you can't always be attached to your smartphone. Look,
no, but to be fair, you've sort of copped it with your phone. Like, your phone's been through the wars, and I feel like...
Yeah, it's had some hard times. It's had some good times.
But payphones are there for convenience. For convenience. Just, you know, it's just an emergency thing at this day and age.
That's right. And one, look, I usually call a Lyft if I need a Lyft home. Usually a phone call. I mean, if you don't have enough, you can send a text. A little bit cheaper.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're in a bit of a pickle, you can use the text. Now, because I'm a user of the payphones, I feel like I can say that a lot of other people that use payphones seem to always end their conversations in not a happy way.
It always seems very sudden and in quite a huff, if I do say so myself.
Yeah. It's almost like an aggressive sort of ending to a phone call. But I guess, you know, it's almost, and I only use them on the back end of an evening as well. Really, it's always at the
it's
deep
not
end
a first of, result of communication.
That's right.
I know exactly what you're getting at.
Because when you could go down to the library and use email. I'm pretty sure.
I think
payphones
even have Telstra Air if you're with that service.
Oh wow! Well, if my phone was actually working, I wouldn't even need to use the payphone, would I?
I actually now get your conundrum.
That's right.
It's quite a pickle you're in.
That's right. But it's strange that, you know, everyone that I've seen, you know, my experience on the payphones, is that it's always ends in an aggressive way, and a few bangs. Yeah, a few bangs on the old hand receiver onto the dial pad.
Well, how do you know if it's hung up if you're in the middle of banging it?
you got to make sure. You got to bang it up against the end call button. What would you even call that? Remember on the old phone, you put the phone down.
The hang up
button. And you could just press it down if you didn't want to, you know, if it was like a business phone call, but you needed to make a phone call directly after. Ooh. You just press that button in without even having to put the receiver
hold,
down.
When you hover your finger over that, it's like, get off the phone.
That's
I
right.
I need the phone.
That's what it is. It's like the authority of a boss, you know? Hey, get off the phone.
Boop. This
business call only. Yeah. Business call only. And that's what Duncan is telling us, that we may have a phone call coming in. Yes.
It's actually happening.
Duncan said, gave us the little bang bang phone button. Thank you. Is who do we have on the?
G'day, boys.
How are we on this fine, lovely morning?
It's very early. I'm exhausted, but I thought I'd call in here from this corner I'm on. I'm on a corner at the moment.
You wouldn't happen to be on a payphone? That's what you're telling me.
It's the only way I communicate with other people.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, like myself, friend.
No, Paul, look, I feel like you use it in more of a sparingly way. You use it as a last resort.
I guess. Caller, do you...
my first resort. It's my first option. It's the only way I can tell that no one else is listening. I know right now that there are people out there listening because I have called into a radio broadcasting station.
You wouldn't have by any chance happened to be wearing a tinfoil hat made by Duncan himself.
It's been a week, boys, and the wind took hat number two.
Oh, really? Really? So, look, we'll get Duncan to send you out a tinfoil hat for all your mysterious public phone calls.
Yes, Laugh Out Proud certified.
Laugh Out Proud certified.
Going that, to be?
Yes, it is. And we both get to sign it, so you know it's officially Z&G certified.
Do you mean it, boys, or is that just something you say to all the people who call in on payphones?
Look, you caught us out. All right, you caught us out. you called our bluff.
I think you called us out. You're right.
We don't have enough super suits for everybody. All right. If you were listening last week, for those of you playing at home, we did mention the fact that we all suit up in a silver tin suit.
It's part of the ZNG Life Apparel costume.
It's all part of it. And
that just doesn't make sense. Just does not make sense. I'm here. I haven't got long left to talk to you, but
why not?
Payphones are the way of the future. Tell me about it. What something has stayed consistent in our society?
Wow. Payphones. Wow, you sound like a real payphone
enthusiast.
Enthusiast.
But he's not wrong.
And also possibly an expert. So we could have him in studio the next time we need to do a payphone segment.
Look, I've already said too much. If there's anything I can say in my final time.
Oh, really? Here, really?
Doing all of this, it would be
caller.
To always remember that.
That is a real shame. I am so disappointed. We didn't even get the caller's name, which was unfortunate.
It is a shame.
That's what Duncan didn't even tell us. Maybe the caller told Duncan on the boards beforehand, before he played that little sound effect. Because look, pulling back the curtain, when you call in, you don't get straight in. You got to talk to Duncan first.
No, it's like those cash grab shows on television.
That's right.
There's rounds of elimination that you go through before you. And apparently, payphone man.
We never got the name. Unfortunately,
was able to make it through.
Maybe it was deliberate. Maybe it was deliberate because he was talking tin foily and hat in.
You know what? That's
a strange word.
I know what you were getting at though. Because, but you know what he did do that surprise should surprise you, is that it didn't sound like it ended in a huff.
No,
it just ended abruptly. But we don't know the other side of the story.
So does that mean? Are you telling me, Z, that he could have been abducted? Abducted by those who didn't want him to tell us the real ins and outs of the payphone.
Maybe. I think we might be uncovering things. I think you know what we do need, though?
What do we need?
We need to throw it to you guys. Can you tell us?
What was he about to tell us? What was he about to tell us? It's almost like a fill in the blanks. What's that called? Ad-libs, mad libs.
One of them.
Throw it to them. Sort of show, you know?
Yes.
I'm still flabbergasted that we didn't get to the end, to the bottom of that situation, because it sounded like there was some serious business happening with payphones.
But maybe we weren't ready. Maybe
that's true.
Payphone man has to call us back another day.
Another time. And look, if Duncan was quick enough to get his name, hopefully, we'll check during the song, that's hopefully got his name so we can have him in studio, because he sounds like one hell of a character.
And because I'd imagine, what we just do a redial or a call back?
Yeah, the redial, right? That's what they do in all the movies when they
specific payphone will just ring.
Right, that's how it works, isn't it?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.